You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Were the children of Flint poisoned? That word has been used by activists and journalists describing just what happened as a result of switching Flint to improperly treated drinking water from the Flint River. But in an opinion piece published in today's New York Times, Dr. Hernan Gomez and his co-author Kim Dietrich argue saying Flint's kids have been poisoned unjustly stigmatizes their generation. Dr. Gomez is an associate professor with the University of Michigan and an emergency medicine pediatrician and medical toxicologist with the Hurley Medical Center in Flint. Dr. Gomez, this editorial is titled, "The Children of Flint Were Not Poisoned." Why do you say that word is toxic?
Because poisoned in the context of lead means permanent brain damage. We have no reason to believe the children had permanent brain damage. When I refer to permanent brain damage, we're talking about an entire generation of children with decreased IQs, with an increased tendency for ADHD, and also increased criminal behavior. And I think it's a stigma to say that based on a crossing of over the reference value of 5 micrograms per deciliter.
And explain to the public what that means, the CDC reference
value. The CDC reference value simply means that it's a reference value. The CDC won't even call it a threshold value of concern. They drop that. It is simply a value of which the CDC recommends that a child or a population, that their housing or the environment around them be investigated. It was never meant to be a definitive term of poisoned.
It's an alarm bell.
We can call it an alarm bell, but it was even an alarm bell that was meant to start looking more closely at a population.
And I know in your editorial in the New York Times, you point out concerns that there are other areas in Michigan where lead is a problem, big trouble spots. You write about the fact, for example, in Detroit, 8.8% of children, 8.1% of kids in Grand Rapids, 14% of children in Highland Park, all that percentage surpassed the CDC reference level. And you say Flint is at 2.4%.
Flint is at 2.4%. I view this as a public health success. There are many areas of the state that would envy that number. Grand Rapids is currently at 8%. Detroit is currently at over 8%. Lenawee County is 6.1% south of us here. Highland Park is an astounding 14% above this reference value. I would prefer not even to use the word poison for them. I would simply say that these are trouble spots, that there should be an investigation as to why this is happening, and perhaps resources should be made open to them as well.
And you've done a lot of studies. You've done the long-term studies looking at blood lead levels in children in Flint.
Myself and my colleagues are the only group that have done any long-term study evaluating Flint. We went back to 2006 through 2016, inclusive of the water switch.
And you say there's no scientific evidence to support the belief that this generation of children in Flint are lost.
Every study that has looked into intellectual deficits of lead in children have actually used lead levels. They have never used the CDC reference value. Therefore, this study is concentrated on lead levels. We also used the same statistical techniques as the CDC as well. What we found is during the year of the water crisis that there was a 0.11 increase, 0.11 microgram per deciliter. I hate to throw terms like that, but those are the units in children. We also found that years prior to that, between 2010 and 2011, there was a 0.12 microgram per deciliter increase randomly. So we found that in analyzing all these years, that the actual increase in Flint children could not be differentiated from what occurs randomly year to year. We're not claiming that the coincidence of the increase in the reference range may be due to the water, but we're trying to place it in context. It was no higher than what has occurred randomly in Flint in the past.
How do you think this narrative has taken hold, the poisoned narrative?
Well, I think it's unfortunate. I believe that even prior to the Flint water crisis, that in the Flint area, that there has been a great deal of distrust of government already. Flint has a history both from, I will say, industry, from public health, economics, and for other reasons, has learned to distrust government, and perhaps for good reason. So to go through another narrative, and by the way, I'm not going to repeat the missteps which brought us to this place, but brought me here to speak with you right now. But these were not fair. However, the narrative that Flint children have been poisoned is an untrue narrative. It needs to be corrected. I think it's wonderful that resources have been brought to the children of Flint, as I do think that resources should be brought to all the children in Michigan who have been exposed to lead. But let's be very, very clear here. To use the word lead poison is to insinuate that the children of Flint are going to have less ability to go into professional degrees, less ability to perhaps enter college, increase criminal behavior in a town that already has increased violent criminal activity. So I think it's unfair. I think it's an unfair stigmatization, and it should be dropped because it is simply untrue.
Did you write this New York Times editorial for journalists and activists, or for whom?
I wrote it for everybody. I wrote it for the entire leadership of the New York Times. It's meant to be thought provocative. I believe that the ongoing narrative of, quote, poisoned children is, I don't see this as going away anytime soon. The narrative is just to allow people to think this through, to force thought.
And to someone who feels you are somehow trying to minimize the suffering that happened in Flint, how do you respond
to that? That's absolutely untrue. So my response to this is simply that numbers are numbers. I am simply analyzing numbers and telling folks what these numbers show. And the numbers show the elevations of lead were no different than what had occurred randomly over the past decade. The reaction, in my view, should be that one of reassurance, that your child there, maybe perhaps listening to you, and perhaps your child's playing in front of you, that's 7 years old or 8 or 9 or 10 years old, that child is still going to go to college. That child has not had brain damage. I've met the Flint children, and they're capable of pretty much anything, and they still are.
Dr. Hernan Gomez, emergency medicine pediatrician and toxicologist with the University of Michigan and Hurley Medical Center. His editorial, co-authored with Kim Diedrich, is in today's New York Times. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you, Cynthia Canty. It's a pleasure.